we ended up making a very difficult decision, probably one of the more difficult decisions of my life, and that was to turn around at the South Pole. It was January 14th of 93, and we were quagmired in an enormous amount of debt. And I had to really take a walk at the pole, if you will, and decide, if I go on, what would that mean financially to an expedition that was fueled by school children and everyday people who believed in this dream and were a part of this dream. To return home crossing the continent would have meant about $800,000 in debt. As a school teacher, that seemed like an insurmountable amount. So it seemed like legacy was most important to leave it by making history at the South Pole as an all-women's group, turning around and sort of swallowing the bitter pill and saying Antarctica will be here next year and the year after, and hopefully the opportunity of a traverse will be here as well in terms of making history.